everyone, welcome back to Relax with Animal Facts. I am Steph Wolf, and today I am going to be learning with you about our furry, scaly, or possibly even slimy friends. And in today's case, it is definitely going to be a scaly friend of ours, because we are covering the oh-so-wonderful King Cobra. This, of course, is a very special listener episode dedicated to Remy, Josh, Benjamin, and Mira. Thank you all for taking the time to request such a cool critter, and I hope you enjoy your very own episode. For how to request an animal and to get access to all of the facts that were used in this episode, that information is immediately available in the show notes or the description, but I will also be going over it near the end of the episode. For more Relax with Animal Facts with exclusive content and intro-free episodes, you can go to patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts or just click on the Patreon link in the description. All of the tiers are exactly the same, so for $1 a month, you can get access to all of the content that's been posted thus far. And now let us begin to wind down. As always, I have three things that I would like to encourage you to do. The first is to put on some really versatile sneakers or just some boots that you like. We are going to be needing that where we are going today. And my second exhortation for you is to notice perhaps where you are carrying tension. Is it in the head? Is it in the neck? The shoulders? The arms? Everyone in this way is different, but my exhortation to you is the same regardless. I want you to try to relax those parts of your body that you are tensing. You can simply bring up in your mind some Jell-O to make it easier, and just do your best impersonation. Really go for the Oscar here. And the third thing I encourage you to do is to give your mind permission to wander and journey with me into a dense forest in Southeast Asia, where the King Cobra resides. What we are listening to, we may call the Forest Symphony Orchestra. Forests are some of the most noisy places in the world, but not noisy in the negative sense. It is like one song that continues day and night, where the day musicians go to sleep and the night musicians come right in to fill their place. So there is never a silent moment, but something like a continuous jazz improvisation session with all of the natural world. So in this lush greenery, we are not just here to listen to the music, but rather we are here to look for an amazing creature. Before we're able to even lay our eyes on one, let's first go through some general facts about them. The King Cobra is the common name of this creature, but the scientific name is Ophiophagus hanna. The former name, Ophiophagus, doesn't just sound like it was named by Dr. Seuss, but it is derived from two Greek words that, when combined together, mean something like snake-eating. The latter word, hanna, is derived from the name of tree-dwelling nymphs that are present in Greek mythology. So when placed all together, Ophiophagus hanna means something like snake-eating nymphs, or snake-eating tree-dwelling nymphs. And given their environment, which is densely forested areas, I would say this is a great distinction. It is also worth mentioning that hanna in Hebrew means grace or graciousness. It seems to have been imported into Greek, into Latin, and now into English, where we have the name Anna, for example. So if we were to take the Hebrew sense, it could mean gracious snake-eater. Either one for me is fair game. King cobras are reptiles. They are carnivorous, meaning that they do not spend their time eating any sort of plant material, but will prefer an exclusive diet of other animals. When you have a lot of king cobras together, they are known as quivers. A quiver like that on the back of an archer. I may make some speculation as to why, but it would be pure speculation. They will live to be about 20 years of age, around 13 feet long, and up to 20 pounds. And the reason we are here in this forest, in particular in Southeast Asia, is because the king cobra is endemic to Asia. So it prefers those thickly forested areas and can be found from India all the way throughout Southeast Asia. And the king cobra is, of course, a venomous snake. Now, it is not the most venomous, but it is indeed the longest venomous snake. Many, many species of snakes are venomous in the animal kingdom, but the king cobra doesn't take the silver or the bronze medal for this one. It is actually first place as regards length. An adult snake can be between 10 to 12 feet in length and weigh up to 20 pounds. And when the cobra performs its characteristic posturing, where it stands upright, it will be eye level to the average human. Of course, we're speaking about averages here, but the longest king cobra ever recorded was 18 feet. If we compare that to a creature we have covered previously, the python, that longest king cobra would come in close, as the python can grow to be 20 feet long. But the python is not venomous. Those other larger non-venomous snakes will rely on other things to secure their prey. In the case of the anaconda, for example, instead of using venom, they will simply use constriction. So the king cobra seems to have the best of both worlds, not with constriction necessarily, but rather with its very long length. A fully grown king cobra can be a few different colors, usually yellow, green, brown, or black, and they will often have yellowish or white crossbars, or chevrons as they're called. Their bellies may be one in color, but sometimes they may also be decorated or adorned with those same crossbars. Their throat is often a light yellow or cream color. Now keep in mind that while we are walking through this forest, we have the privilege of seeing the colors that are on the underside of the king cobra, while also maintaining safety. If you ever run into one of these in the wild, it is best not to approach and try to see just what kind of color they sport when they do their posturing. Now, if we were to see a juvenile or a younger king cobra that is not fully grown, they will often be a jet black color with crossbars that are yellow or white that will overlay their body and their tail as well as on their head. Their fangs are about half an inch long, ranging from between 8 to 10 millimeters. A lesser known fact about these fangs is that they are angled backwards. So when the king cobra swallows its prey, those fangs are going to assist in pushing the prey deeper into their stomach. Now what the king cobra is best known for is its defense posture, in which it will produce this really unique hood that will encompass or surround its face. Now what allows the king cobra to do this flaring posture is not just its skin. It is a combination of rib bones and muscles that move and flex. And so when there is a threat, it can make itself appear bigger and more scary as they spread apart these ribs and fan out their hood as it hisses and looks you deep in the eyes. Its eyesight is better than most snakes. Snakes will rely oftentimes on their sense of taste, which is a form of smelling for them, in which they flick their tongue out and gather information about their environment. In the king cobra's case, it of course still does that, but its eyesight is better than the majority of snakes. It can see a human being from over 100 meters or about 330 feet away, and this good eyesight will serve a dual purpose. For one, it will allow them to be more proficient hunters, and two, it will allow them to escape danger before they even need to. Now, while we are able to see the king cobra very clearly here, they often spend their time in places with obscured vision. What I mean by that is tall vegetation or in trees, basically where it is difficult to spot them. This is also what makes them particularly dangerous, is because somebody who is just working on their field or on their property can suddenly get bitten from somewhere in the tall grass. But as we shall find out, the king cobra usually doesn't prefer to bite at all. But in addition to enjoying the tall grass, they can enjoy water, as they are very good swimmers. They can use it to escape dangerous situations or to cross somewhere to find food. And you can also find them in trees because they can climb. Hence the latter part of their scientific name, Hanna, which refers to tree-dwelling nymphs in Greek mythology. They are, in fact, tree dwellers. Now, there may be some warning signs before you get too acquainted with the king cobra. They will use different tactics to defend themselves, and the vast majority of the time, the king cobra will prefer to simply run away rather than engage. They only strike when they truly feel threatened. Now, in addition to flaring their hood and standing up, making themselves look bigger, they will also let out a unique sound that is something like a groan. Snakes in general are mostly known for their hissing sounds, and the cobra will indeed let out a hiss, but in addition to that groan. The groan just means, get away or I am going to strike quickly. Their hiss is said to also be of a deeper kind, so much so that it may be compared to a dog's growl rather than to the majority of other snakes. They fill up their lungs and slowly exhale, and that air is pushed through these tiny holes in the trachea that are being resonated by the lungs, and it produces that low-pitched noise that sounds like a dog growl. And so if you are in the area of India or some forest in Southeast Asia, hearing something that sounds like a dog growling may be a sign that you ought to get out of there. Now, in the case where the king cobra feels truly threatened and it actually does lash out, it will bite, and it will bite with those fangs that deliver venom. The venom comes from glands that are actually attached to the fangs themselves. There is a small muscle that will flex and actually force the venom through the hollow fangs into whatever it has bitten. We can imagine that small muscle working something like if we had a straw full of liquid and we were to pinch the straw and move it to the end, as all the liquid is forced out of that hollow little container. And so it is with the fangs of the king cobra. Now, their venom contains neurotoxins, which will stun the prey's nervous system. Now, a neurotoxin is anything that directly affects the nervous system. This is over against something like a hemotoxin, which affects mainly the bloodstream and are found in many kinds of rattlesnakes and vipers. And their venom is so toxic that even an animal like an elephant can die in several hours after being bitten. It acts like a paralytic for breathing. And so when prey is bitten by the king cobra, it will take only a couple of minutes for them to stop breathing completely. The toxins will then begin to digest the paralyzed victim, and it will allow the cobra to swallow their prey whole without much trouble. Now, while their venom is indeed a deadly neurotoxin, it is not all bad. Researchers in the United States have been really studying the cobra's venom, and they have made remarkable pain relievers that are used for severe arthritis or for other such conditions. Now, their former Latin name or scientific name is Ophiophagus, which means snake-eating or snake-eater. And the reason they are called this is because they are indeed cannibalistic. Their diet consists mainly of other snakes. Whenever they happen to come past a bird, a rodent, some kind of small animal, they will eat that too, but they much prefer more of their own kind. Like most other snakes, their jaws have the ability to really open and stretch wide to swallow their prey whole. They have no ability of doing any kind of mechanical digestion by means of teeth and grinding down food. They will simply swallow things whole and allow their digestive system to do the rest. One interesting fact about the cobra, that is an interesting fact about many other snakes, is that they can go months to years without eating anything. They do not even need to drink water to survive. As they pass through wet areas, that water or moisture will be absorbed through their bellies, removing from them the need to actually ingest something through their mouths. That is pretty cool. Now, the amount of neurotoxin that they can deliver in one bite, which is up to 0.2 ounce, is enough to kill 20 people. It is also enough to kill an elephant over several hours. That is some strong venom. Now, these snakes are diurnal, meaning they are going to be doing the majority of their tasks during the daytime, as opposed to nocturnal creatures during the nighttime, and they are going to live about 20 years of age in the wild. That is quite an impressive lifespan. Now, if they do meet an earlier fate, it might be because of one creature. That is the mongoose. The mongoose is their biggest predator, of course, besides humans. They are basically immune to the venom of many snakes, including the king cobras. Now, the mongoose won't actually hunt a cobra intentionally, but if it crosses its path and needs to defend itself, it will, and it will many times win. When the female king cobras lay eggs, they will lay from between 21 to 40 white eggs. Now, the female will stay on top of the eggs as the male is standing around close by. It is even possible that male and female king cobras mate for life, something that I did not at all expect. Now, during this time in which the female is on top of the eggs, the male and the female king cobra will tend to be extremely aggressive towards any kind of approaching behavior. In this case, they will usually not try to escape, for there is something to defend, and so they will stay and deliver venom if need be. And before we move on to the name of the animal, let's just cover something interesting, more of a pop culture kind of fact. Many of you are familiar with snake charming or snake charmers, in which they play this flute and the cobra does what seems to be a little dance. What is happening there is not hypnosis. The snake charmer is not hypnotizing the cobra that is in the basket, but it is rather the result of a rigorous conditioning process in which the snake is taught not to strike the flutist, oftentimes with pain inflicted by the trainer. And so this cobra, after being sort of exhausted with the training process, simply sways back and forth as they are put on the defensive. Suffice to say, it is one of those things that simply sucks. As this article puts it, it is more of a con game than anything else. In fact, the cobra is entirely deaf to the ambient noises being made by the flute. They can sense ground vibrations, but they are not responding to any flute music. Now let us move on to the name of the animal. What does its name mean, or where does it come from? So we are going to be covering both the word cobra and the word king as it relates to the king cobra. So the cobra is a venomous hooded snake found in India and neighboring regions, and it was given this distinction in 1802. It goes back to a Latin word, colubra, which means a snake or a female serpent. And the distinction or adjective of king was applied at first in natural history to those creatures that were deemed remarkably large or dominant in their environment. For example, the king crab, the United States king snake, and the king cobra. The word king cobra was really coined in the year 1888, and so the reason it is called the king cobra is an intuitive reason. It is the world's largest venomous snake, so of course it is the king as regards length. And now let us move on to the review portion of the show. This review is coming from Snurble, who is writing all the way from Norway. I think this is the first review that the show has gotten from Norway. I could be wrong, but I believe so. But Snurble writes, "The host of this podcast is amazing. He has such a soothing voice and intonation. I listen to this every night before bed, and it's actually really improved my sleep." Thank you, Snurble, for taking the time to write a wonderful review like that. I am so glad that you enjoy the show and that it has legitimately helped you sleep. If you wish to leave a review like Snurble did, it is one of the biggest ways that you can actually help the show grow. You can help it get better through critical feedback. You can leave your animal request in it if you so choose. You can tell me the things that you do like and so they don't change. And in addition to helping the show immensely, it can also be done in under a couple of minutes. For those of you that would like to request your very own animal episode, you can do so by going to relaxwithanimalfacts.com and clicking on the Animal Request tab. Simply send in your request, and in the future, you could have your very own episode. And I've had some questions regarding this, so perhaps this is a good time to cover this. Animals are chosen on a random basis. They are not chosen according to chronology, or that the oldest animal suggestion is the one that must be chosen. All animal requests, old and new, are equally likely to be chosen. That means if you request an animal tomorrow, it might be the next episode, or it might be an episode in a few months. Simply enjoy all the episodes and be happily surprised when you see your very own. If you want to reach out to the show for any other reason, you can do so by sending a message to Relax with Animal Facts on Instagram or to relaxwithanimalfacts@gmail.com. For more episodes and exclusive content for only $1 a month, you can go to patreon.com/relaxwithanimalfacts. The resources used in this episode come from kids.nationalgeographic.com, nationalzoo.si.edu, treehugger.com, atozanimals.com, etimonline.com, and zooatlanta.org. All of those resources are in the description. Without their contributions to the Animal Facts world, this episode would not have been possible. What a cool creature we have covered today. The single longest venomous snake in the world. It certainly earns its name of the King Cobra. Thank you all for joining me in this special episode, and I hope that you will join me on the next episode with the next animal. Take care.